Q94, your Mountain of Rock, and again, Friday coaches' shows continue. We're staying in Howell County, and we're going to visit with head coach of the 3-1 Willow Springs Bears, Logan Swallum. Hey, man, how we doing?
Hey, Gary, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
You bet. Well, and your Willow Bears, you guys are off to a good start, 3-1, picked up win over Mountain View, Arkansas. That got kind of interesting, I was told. Pleasant Hope picked up a win, got a win over the Kabul Bulldogs last week. The Panthers came into town, and that didn't quite go, the way you would hope. But all in all, though, still a pretty good start for your Bears.
Yeah, we have had a pretty good start to the season so far. Up until last week, we ran in kind of a buzzsaw with Mountain Grove. Really good team, state-ranked team. Really proud of our kids, the work they put in throughout the summer. We're off to a good start, but we've got a long ways to go. A lot of good teams in front of us to play, so we got to get better with execution and keep working.
We talked about this before the season ever started. We was out there piddling around on the golf course, and, your team speed overall, that level has went up. And, boy, that's really paid huge dividends, hasn't it?
Yeah, our skill positions, we feel like, for here at Willow Springs, we have some pretty good skill positions, whether that be, at receiver, tight end, or running back for us. And like you said, our speed has, overall, it has improved. We're a lot faster than we have been in the past, and so that obviously does help on both sides of the ball if we utilize it correctly. And, it's nice to have for sure.
Yeah, well, and I would just fix that. Sometimes speed, especially when you're playing, gap responsibility, you don't want to get sucked in because they go right by you. And sometime when you're quick, you think you can get there and you can get back, but that's not always the case. And, last week with Mountain Grove, they're just a quality football team, and they run the ball really, really well. They run that flex bone a lot better this year than they did last year, don't they?
Yeah, anytime you face a team, in the middle of your year, the first three games, most of them, are spread or empty, and you've got 4 or 5 days to prepare for an offense like that. You've really got to be disciplined. You've really got to execute your responsibilities, your defenders on that side of the ball. But what I was more impressed with was the defense. I mean, obviously, their offense put up some points, and they executed at a high level, but their defense, is just as good. They really get after you. They stay after you. They're aggressive. They're physical. There's a lot of fight in them, and we had some struggles moving the ball on the ground. We did get the ball in the air a little bit later on in the game. If we did our job up front and gave our QB some time there back there, but their defense is just as impressive as their offense. But like I said, you really got to execute against the offense like that on the defensive side. And, for the most part, I mean, we were in positions where we should have been. It's just, you got to make a play here or there, or the ball's got to bounce your way. And then obviously, the offense has got to do a little bit better job of keeping it. Sometimes when you play a team like that, your offense is your best defense for sure. And when you go 3 and out real quick, gives that offense, more possessions essentially, and you can't have that. So
yeah, it just allows the team to kind of get in rhythm. The more just the more snaps you can take, the more cracks you can your opponent can find or look for. And this week, tonight you're on the road at Liberty. Liberty just moved into the state rankings, number 10. They're 3-1 on the year. What have you seen out of them?
Man, it seems like, year in and year out, obviously you've got skilled players, but it's like the guys up front, they're always big, big, thick kids, and it's like, where are all these guys coming from, they're very impressive on film. Obviously you got, when you get the ball in their athletes' hands in space, they'll make you look silly for sure if you don't break down and, you don't contain them. They've battled against some good teams, and they've beaten some. I mean, I thought that they would be some teams that they beat. Stratford, I mean, I know they're young, but they're still a quality team. They scored twice on Thayer before Thayer came back and just pounded the ball at them, and it kind of wears on a little bit. But very impressive, and they beat Ava last week. Ava's always a tough a tough out for sure. You know, so we've got our work cut out for us, you know, another week in a row. But, you know, obviously we challenge our kids, you know, to have a little bit better showing than we did a week ago. We got to execute better. You know, and it's an opportunity to go play football, you know, just because there's a scoreboard, you know, you know, sometimes you look up there, you know, and if things are going bad, it's hard to, for teenagers, you know, when they've been in certain situations previously, you know, to try to get them to have a certain mindset. But it's like, guys, I mean, you only get so many opportunities in your life to play the game of football and play organized football. And, you know, I mean, make them count, you know, make every one of them count. Whether it's good or bad, and enjoy it for sure.
Yeah, you know, and that's it is. That was really cool. A couple weeks ago, the Willow Springs Bears celebrated 100 years of high school football, which that was that had to have been a fun night.
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of previous players and coaches, obviously there. Obviously we didn't get to see and have conversations with all of them, just because we were in the middle of the game, but. Yeah, you know, the stories I heard from some of them or from other people talking, you know, we had three or four, maybe five people from the 50s, team from the 50s, you know, and just from different decades, stuff like that. That is pretty cool to see, because there's not a lot of schools, you know, that have had football that long. Eventually they will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really cool. And you know, there's a lot of people that had their hand in it, of setting those things up and getting that ball rolling and all those events happening that week. So it was really cool to see, you know, some coaches that you know and some players, you know, and meeting them for the first time, you know, from previous decades. And I know our players, you know, enjoyed it. And I think they ran into several, you know, and they probably heard stories from back in the day. You know, everybody hears those stories that are titled that and have that title back in the day, you know, when we had the helmets on, stuff like that. So it was really cool. Yeah, it was really neat.
Well, and it's a building process too, you know. I mean, and that's kind of where you guys are at. It's, you know, you're reloading, and it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of time in the weight room. You know, it's a lot easier to go piddle around and not get in the weight room. But if you want to have success, if you want to take it to the next level, sacrifices has to be made, and I'm seeing that out of this Willow Springs Bear bunch.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've got, and I've said it for the last year or two, you know, we've got a good numbers at, you know, especially in the sophomore class, there's some freshmen there, and then we've sprinkled in some juniors, and then, you know, obviously we have some seniors that have been around in the program, and they're mainly the skill positions. But yeah, you know, the next 2 years, you know, obviously, I mean, it's not given, it's not automatic, you know, but, you know, their work ethic of those younger groups is impressive, you know, throughout the summer to this point. You know, they're always there, most of them anyway. You know, they are making sacrifices, and we've got a lot of kids, you know, that play multiple sports, you know, school our size, a school around the area, you know, the kids that play the other sports, they have to play them all.
Yeah.
know, if you want to be any good, and, you know, I preach it all.
Yeah.
All the time, you know. I mean, you only get one opportunity to play as much as you can. You might as well try to play every one of them. So I'm a big advocate of, you know, of multi-sport athletes for sure, not just sticking to one sport just because, you know, you don't ever get that opportunity back. And then obviously you make those teams better when you have certain players from other sports involved in other programs. So, but yeah, you know, to answer your question, you know, I mean, it's not all the way there yet. It's a work in progress, but it is getting better. Faster for sure. So
yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach, again, head coach of the Willow Springs Bears, Logan Swallum, thanks for taking the time to visit with us. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Okay, thanks, Gary. I appreciate it. Thank you.